This is Nisha Riedel with Douglas Hollis on May 20th, 2010 for the GSA Archives of American Art Oral History Project. It is home in San Francisco, California. This is disc number one. So let's just start at the beginning and move through chronologically. Would you state your whole name and where and when you were born?
Douglas Hollis. Mm-hmm. I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, mm-hmm. in 1948.
Mm-hmm. What was the date?
April 21st.
Okay.
And so I grew up in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, my family's from Ann Arbor. I mean, they're kind of like our original settlers there. So
really?
Family goes back up all the way to the beginning.
Did you have a big extended family there?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, many, many relatives.
Grandparents and cousins and
great aunts and great uncles and probably 40 or 50 people,
mm-hmm.
at least.
And what did your parents do?
My father was an architect as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated from U of M
mm-hmm.
Just before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually went to work for Boeing as a draftsman during the war.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on the B-29 and other planes. And then when the war was over, he started practicing architecture. Was in sort of in business with a developer.
Mm.
One of the that was back in the early days of subdivisions, you know,
mm-hmm.
before they were the horror that we know them to be today. So.
Back when it was the idea of building
reasonable housing for normal people.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
was that primarily what he worked on? Was
yes, and unfortunately he was killed when I was three. So
oh dear, sorry to hear that.
He didn't get a chance to practice too long.
Yes.
He was 36.
Oh dear.
So, yeah, but. It was, he continued to be a big influence
on me.
And I look just like him, so. In fact, I'll show you a picture of him later. But
okay. What was his name?
Bob.
Bob.
Robert.
Robert Hollis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your mother, her name?
My mother's name was Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And
her maiden name was?
Wilder,
mm-hmm.
which is my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
And did she work?
No, she was a stay-at-home mom,
mm-hmm.
and you know, obviously, when my father died, she had to try to make a living to
mm-hmm.
support us. But pretty much, she got remarried in about 2-3 years later
because
mm-hmm. It was just too difficult for her to raise two boys and try to hold down a job. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
things we don't think too much about anymore, but at the time, it was kind of unusual.
Right.
So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So
and you have one brother?
I have one brother, 3 years older.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Richard.
Mm-hmm. And does he work in the arts himself?
He does not, no.
Mm-hmm.
He's retired now, but he was a union electrician for
mm-hmm.
about 32 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was kind of the stay at home, stay in Ann Arbor, have the family kind of guy.
Okay.
And you know, he's had a good life, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic benefits.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Electricians have fantastic benefits. He said, I'm making more now than I was when I was working.
Oh, my.
Between Social Security and his pension and
wow. So he timed that
made,
right.
He made a good decision, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Would you describe what your childhood was like? Did you take art classes? Were you very interested in art? Were you interested
yes.
in sculpture?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I from my earliest memories, I was drawing and
mm-hmm.
and building things. My grandfather was a carpenter.
Okay.
And I spent a lot of time with both grandparents. My grandmother
mm-hmm.
and he were very involved with kind of raising us.
Mm-hmm.
And
these were your father's parents or your mother's?
No, my mother's
okay.
parents.
Mm-hmm.
My father's father died before I was born,
mm-hmm.
but I was very close to my